Life begins at the point of your past life's death. When you die, on the one side, one chapter of life is closed, which people think was your whole life. It was only a chapter in a book which has infinite chapters. One chapter closes, but the book is not closed. Just move the page and another chapter begins. The person dying starts visualizing his next life. First, this is a known fact because it happens before the chapter closes. Once in a while, a person comes back from the very last point. For example, drowning, and he is somehow saved, almost in a coma. His water has to be taken out and artificial breathing has to be given. And somehow he is saved. He was just on the verge of closing the chapter. These people have reported interesting facts. One is that at the last moment, when they felt that they are dying, that it is finished, their whole past life went so fast before them in a flash from the birth to this moment. Within a split second, they saw everything that had happened to them, that they had remembered, and also that which they have never remembered, many things which they have not even taken note of, and they were not aware that they are part of their memory. The whole film of memory goes so quick in a flash, and it has to be in a split second because the man is dying. There is no time. 3 hours to see the whole movie. And even if you see the whole movie, you cannot relate the whole story of a man's life with his small details. Insignificant, but everything moves before him. That is a certain, very significant phenomenon. Before ending the chapter, he recollects all his experiences, unfulfilled desires, expectations, disappointments, frustrations, sufferings, joys, everything. Buddha has a word for it. He calls it tanha. literally, it means desire. But metaphorically, it means the whole life of desire. All these things happened, frustrations, fulfillments, disappointments, successes, failures, but all this happened within a certain area you can call desire. He has to see the whole before he moves further, just to recollect it. Because the body is going, this mind is not going to be with him, this brain is not going to be with him, but the desire. Released from this mind, will cling to his soul. And this desire will decide his future life. Whatever has remained unfulfilled, he will move towards that target. Your life begins far back, before your birth, before your impregnation, further back in your past life's end. That end is the beginning of this life. One chapter closes, another chapter opens. Now, how this new life will be is 99% determined by the last moment of your death. What you collected, what you have brought with you like a seed, that seed will become a tree, bring fruits, bring flowers, or whatever happens to it. You cannot read it in the seed, but the seed has the whole blueprint. There is a possibility one day the science may be able to read in the seed the whole program, that what kind of branches this tree is going to have, how long this tree is going to live, what is going to happen to this tree. Because the blueprint is there, just we don't know the language. Everything that is going to happen is already potentially present. So what you do at the moment of your death determines how your birth is going to be. Most of the people die clinging. They don't want to die. And one can understand why they don't want to die. Only at the moment of death they recognize the fact that they have not lived. Life has simply passed as if a dream, and death has come. Now there is no more time to live. Death is knocking on the door. And when there was time to live, you were doing 1,001 foolish things, wasting your time. Rather than living it, I have asked people playing cards, playing chess, what are you doing? They say, killing time. From my very childhood, I have been against this expression, killing time. My grandfather was a great chess player. And I will ask him that you are getting old and still killing time. Can't you see that really time is killing you? And you go on saying that you are killing time. You don't know even what time is. You don't know where it is. Just catch hold of it and show me. And all these expressions that time is fleeting and passing and going are just a kind of consolation. It is really you who are passing, going down the drain every moment, and you go on thinking that it is time that is passing, as if you are going to stay and time is going to pass. Time is where it is. It is not passing. The watches and the clocks are man's creation to measure the passing time, which is not passing at all.